Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Tuesday, September 18th. Those of you who are doing your own Q decodes at home, and I do recommend doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts in a number of places. Currently, I'm recommending you consider checking out qmap.pub. It's a pretty reliable website. When some of the other mirror sites are not working, qmap.pub is a good place to find Q posts, and it also has good research tools. If you explore around there, you'll see a little bit what I'm talking about. I would like to say one thing about some of these posts. If you go to the Patriots Fight Board, you're not going to find all of these posts on the board. Q will sometimes post a link to an article or a Twitter status and then take it off the board later. Those posts can often still be found on the mirror websites, but you won't find them on Patriots Fight necessarily. Q posted a link to an article, which is it's an op-ed by Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, and in this article, McCarthy talks about what little evidence was available for the FBI at the time that Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel, and that's the focus of many articles that are coming out now. Q posted this, I see Q people. They want you divided, divided by race, divided by religion, divided by culture, divided by class, divided by political affiliation. Divided you are weak, together you are strong, we the people. Where we go one, we go all, Q. Q posted a link to a 2009 executive order by President Obama that outlines the rules and regulations for classification. This particular section is part of Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7, Classification Prohibitions and Limitations. So it deals with restrictions and limitations on what can be classified and why something can be classified by the President. A, in no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to, one, conceal violations of law, inefficiency, or administrative error. Number two, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. Number three, restrain competition. Or four, prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of national security. This has to do with the declassification of documents, which Q has been talking about for several months. Then Q posted this. It is a video by the National Security Agency. It is a swearing-in ceremony. I'm going to let you listen to this video.
I state your name.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
and that I will bear
true faith and allegiance
to the same.
That I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
And
that I will well and faithfully,
discharge the duties
of the office
upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
We do this for a reason. We do this to remind ourselves about what our mission in defending this nation is all about. It's about a legal framework codified in a document, the Constitution of the United States, that has framed this nation for its almost 240 years of existence. That's what we are about. We defend the citizens of this nation and those of our allies and friends around the world, always mindful of the law and the broader nation that we're a part of. And the oath also reminds us about the idea of obligation. That in assuming these responsibilities, the nation is counting on us, and that we realize that in executing these duties, we have an obligation over and above that of many other citizens. Whether it's the nature of the information that we're granted access to, whether it's the nation of the task that we are given. I thank each and every one of you that is both here today, as well as those of you more broadly across the enterprise. Our nation is served in no small part by the men and women of NSA, and more broadly, those who serve in a myriad of capacities, literally around the world. So I thank you all very much on behalf of the citizens of this nation for your dedication.
Q posted another video featuring General Flynn, and I'll let you listen to just a section of that video.
I spoke to General Singlaub this week about serving America and what it means to both of us. And I want to share some of our thoughts with all of you tonight. Service to America requires us today and tomorrow to stand together as champions of freedom and soldiers of liberty who are on the right side of history. Anything less cannot be tolerated if our country is to survive. For many of us across our nation, we understand that this is not the first time that patriots have risen to this fight that we're in today. More than 250 years ago, Patrick Henry, a great patriot who understood service to America, he warned his fellow countrymen that his choice against Great Britain's suppression of freedoms was crystal clear, as mine is tonight, as he described whether to accept slavery to a monarch or freedom. Seems like an easy choice. Almighty God, he said, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. What an amazing thing to say at a time for our birth of our country. Another great servant, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln fought for his vision to unite the North and the South as a new birth of freedom, so that all people would be treated equally without regard for color or race. In his very famous Gettysburg Address of 1863, at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery to honor Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, he inspired our nation, he inspired Americans to fight on so that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by you, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Just slightly over 100 years later, in his 1964 speech at the Republican National Convention, another great American servant, and subsequently President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, he redefined the very essence of why the fight by Americans against tyranny and injustice will never end, must never end. Reagan said, quote, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. This time, our America, the urgency to act is at the doorstep of our democracy. The future of this country depends on each one of you in this room tonight and many, many others that you represent around our great country. This turning point is about the heart and soul of the United States of America. You cannot and must not be silent or take for granted that our great nation will not fall to the many threats that we face around the world, and some right here at home. It is time. It is absolutely time. It's time tonight. It's time this weekend. Never a better time, but it's time to buckle down and listen up and stand ready to fight for our way of life and our traditions. For those who oppose our fundamental principles could take us down in the snap of a finger. In my book, The Field of Fight, I stated, and it's on page 111 for anybody that wants to look, if you got the book, I stated that we should not fear the Judeo-Christian principles that our nation was founded upon. We should not be in fear of that. We should cherish that. We should believe in that. We should be incredibly proud of that. I will always believe that. To those in the room this evening who have served in our military or serve as first responders, you represent our warriors around the world and across our country. And you all know what your respective battlefields look like. They are not pretty, and they are not perfect, definitely. And we fight or serve America not because, this is super important, we fight or we serve America not because we hate our enemies. It's because we love our country. We absolutely love the freedoms that we cherish. When we talk about why we fight, why does a soldier or a Marine or an airman, why do they do what they do on the battlefield? And it's always about the buddy next to them, the person on your right or your left. Deep down inside, it's about the way we want to live and the way we must continue to fight to live for. Super important. Our fight for individual freedom and liberty, as I described a little while ago, will also not be pretty nor perfect. We will be measured harshly. Trust me, we will be measured harshly. And our enemies will try to destroy us. But we cannot fail. There are moments in history that are seminal, and then there are other moments that are monumental. Major General Jack Singlaug was present at all of these. He always, 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 always responded to the call to serve. Call to duty. And in his way, with his gifts, his intellect, his courage, and his belief system, he served our country and continues to serve our country. I'm standing here as a reflection of Jack Singlaug because of his service. Jack served our country with distinction, with honor, integrity, and with dedication to liberty and freedom. But above all, he dedicated his life to God, he dedicated his life to his family, and he dedicated his life to our country, the United States of America. So on behalf of Major General Jack Singlaug and for all of his tremendous years of service and his service to America, I humbly accept this award. I commit to General Singlaug and to you tonight that I will never stop fighting and that I will never stop believing. Our nation and its very existence are always at risk to tyranny, especially tyranny around the world. My pledge of allegiance and my solemn vow is to our beautiful country, its flag, and that pledge will never waver. My pledge will never waver. I know all of you feel the same, but every so often, it's good to be reminded. So to all of you, thank you so much. Thank you for this honor. And I hope you enjoy this great weekend, and God bless America. Thank you.
Speaking of General Flynn, Q then posted a link to this status on Twitter. Is a picture of a couple of people here with General Flynn. The hashtag on the bottle is "Where we go one, we go all." At this event, General Flynn signed a couple of books for some people. This one was for a woman named Lee. And the general wrote, "Where we go one, we go all," Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And the second book is this one. It was written to Karen, "Where we go one, we go all," again, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. So, General Flynn, signing books, where we go one, we go all. In this post by Q, we have several links to news articles. And for the first one, Q wrote, no evidence of collusion prior to Mueller appointment. That is this article by Fox. In this article, Lisa Page testified that at the time Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel, there was no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. The second link here, Q writes House of Cards in brackets, and that is a Daily Caller article about Devin Nunes, who is going to be releasing the transcripts of interviews of 70 different people that he interviewed during the Trump-Russia investigation. He wants this to be really publicly transparent. Third link is to a Daily Caller article, and Q wrote, why would three Democrat congressmen attend a private dinner with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, number one state sponsor of terrorism in 2013? And that is in reference to this article. It was revealed that three Democrats attended a private dinner with Iran's president and Louis Farrakhan. I can only imagine why they were meeting with Rouhani back in 2013, about the time the Iran deal was going on. Q then posted a link to the oath of office that is taken by members of Congress and wrote underneath there, there's a quote from it, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. And then Q writes, define traitor. A person who betrays another or cause or a trust. A person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. Synonym, renegade. What was the Secret Service code name for Hussein? Renegade. Q. Q seems to be suggesting that Keith Ellison, Andre Carson, and Gregory Meeks may be charged with treason for being involved in the Iran deal. In our next post, we have a couple of links. The first link is to a tweet by the president, which has since been deleted. The second link is to an article about Devin Nunes saying that he is willing to release the transcripts of the interviews related to the Trump-Russia investigation. Now, Q posted this timestamp and content. First post was at 12:24. Second one is at 12:25. Nunes, are you awake? Happy Sunday, Q. And because we don't have the original tweet from the president because it was deleted, one of the Anons created a graphic. The original tweet by the president, just watched Sunday morning features with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News. The show is mandatory watching if you want to understand the massive governmental corruption and the Russian hoax. It'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. If you're interested, you can find that interview. It is a 12-minute interview. It's fairly long. I'm not going to post it in this video. Let me give you a summary of it. There's two things that Bartiromo and Devin Nunes talked about in that interview. The first one is the concern that Devin Nunes has about how China has become kind of a rogue nation as far as trade goes. They have bullied a lot of nations with respect to international trade. They have been guilty of a lot of intellectual property theft. Both the president and Devin Nunes are concerned about how they're going to rein in China and all this illegal activity. In the second part of the interview, Nunes talks about declassification of the FISA application, and he also talks about his willingness to declassify those 70 interviews. Now, Q posted about Devin Nunes at 12:24. The president posted about the same subject at 12:25. Q was just drawing our attention to that 1 minute delta. And then Q posted this. Content matches regarding Nunes' interview. It'll become even more apparent going forward, Q. So we get to look for more drops in the future that'll line up with the president. One of the Anons posted this, 9/11 digits, Q, interesting. And Q responded for them, Q. I must confess, I don't actually understand what that is all about, but then Q posted this, buckle up, memes at the ready. We have links to two articles. I'll show you those in a minute. Do you believe in coincidences? The fight is real. The time is now. Q. Q has been discussing memes a lot lately, and that is in relation to this. First article is from Wired Magazine. Facebook's artificial intelligence can analyze memes, but can it understand them? This is again discussing Facebook's attempts to develop artificial intelligence that can read and interpret and then, of course, censor memes because they do want to control the narrative. Second article from MarketWatch, same story. Facebook is wanting to fact-check memes. So Q wants us to get a little better at meme production to get the word out. I did want to say this regarding Facebook and Twitter and other social media. Q has hinted that at some point in the future, people who talk about Q may be banned from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and other social media platforms. If that does happen, I want everyone to know, I will do my best to continue broadcasting and hosting videos. I have a self-hosted website, prayingmedic.com. I will continue hosting videos there to the best of my ability. So if at some point in the future they try to remove all Q discussions from major social media platforms, you can find my Q decodes, articles, and videos on prayingmedic.com. All right, let's go to the next Q post. Q posted this. On the left, we have a drop from September 10th, where Q posted a link to a Twitter status and again said, prepare your memes. Non-NSA technology today cannot read and filter memes. And then on the right, we have Q's latest message. Attempts to Snowden to the NSA failed. They're scrambling. Compare dates of articles to drop Q. Both of these articles about Facebook's reading of memes came out a couple of days after Q posted about that subject. Q posted this, and this is regarding the emergency broadcast test that's coming out Thursday. The test on Thursday by the Department of Defense is to confirm a free flow of direct communications. POTUS special authorization required, think the nuclear football. NSA monitoring for attempts to disrupt and or terminate access. Central Command will be involved, Q. If you're interested in the nuclear football, here's an article from Business Insider. The black briefcase that follows the president everywhere he goes, that also called the nuclear football. Here's just a short list of what's in there. 75-page black book, a retaliatory nuclear strike options printed in black and red. A black book that has a list of classified sites to shelter the president. Also in that briefcase is a manila folder containing 10 pages of instructions on how to operate the emergency broadcast system. There's also an index card with authentication codes. So if you don't know much about the nuclear football, now you know a little bit more. Q has been hinting for months that the president is going to declassify and release documents exposing corruption in the Obama administration, including the last 20 pages of the Carter Page FISA application. Well, guess what? The bomb just dropped yesterday. And this is a Fox News article. Trump has ordered the feds to declassify the FISA documents, text messages, and the FBI Russia investigation. And let me move on because we have a little more information on that. Q posted this September 17th. Do you believe in coincidences, Q? Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. This is a link to a statement by the press secretary about what exactly the president is going to declassify. I'm going to read this to you. It's really short, but it's helpful. At the request of a number of committees of Congress, and for reasons of transparency, the President has directed the Office of Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to provide for immediate declassification the following materials. Number one, pages 10 through 12 and 17 through 34 of the June 2017 application to the FISA court in the matter of Carter Page. Number two, all FBI reports of interviews with Bruce Orr prepared in connection with the Russia investigation. And number three is very interesting. All FBI reports of interviews prepared in connection with all Carter Page FISA applications. So every FBI 302, every report that was used to prepare any of the Carter Page FISA applications is going to be declassified. In addition, President Donald J. Trump has directed the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to publicly release all text messages relating to the Russia investigation without redaction of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. So all of their text messages, if they have anything to do with the Russia investigation, they are going to be released unredacted. We are finally going to get to the bottom of this whole sordid mess. And yes, it was done on the 17th. Q then posted this, attention on deck, memes at the ready, lock on target, fire at will, Q. Well, I stole some memes from 8chan. Believe in truth, even if it means declassifying everything. We have some memes here of the president, Great Awakening memes, Band of Anons. And one of the Anons posted this, Q, you were right all along. The Emmys, the red carpet, kick, where we go one, we go all. Q then responded, Anons picked up on the carpet bombs for you and for you alone. Fight, fight, fight. And so let me give you some background information on that. Back in April, April 24th, we had some posts, and we're going to read the middle one. President deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for his work. And then Q responded, we are in this together, no fame. This is about taking back our freedom and saving our children and people from the evil that has plagued our country and world for so long. And Anon then responded, when are we going to have the MOAB, Mother of All Bombs? And Q responded, should we tell the good people watching the day and time? Red carpet rollout? Think logically. The world is watching Q. Now, this was on April 24th. That was the day of the last Emmy Awards. So Q hinted about red carpet rollout, and should we tell the people the day and time that it's going to happen? All right. One of the Anons said, hey, Emmy Awards, red carpet event. Right. And Q said, you are learning. We will not fail you, Q. So it looks like Q told us back in April that the declassification would come during the Emmy Awards. All right. Q posted this. Is a status by Lisa May Crowley, one of our Q decoders. And Q said, at what point does it become mathematically impossible? Here's her post. Lisa May said, listening to the Larry O'Connor show on WMAL, John Solomon confirms Lisa Page and Bruce Orr have been cooperating witnesses. We, of course, already knew this. Future proves past. Yes, we did know that. Q posted a link to White House Twitter status and said, where we go one, we go all, Q. This is what the White House wrote, and there's a video to go with it. We are all one people. We are all part of one great American family. We are all in this together, saluting one flag, singing one anthem, and pledging allegiance to one nation under God, the president. And I'll let you listen to the video.
America is winning again, and Hispanic-owned businesses are leading the way. They are winning again. Hispanic Americans are not only living the American dream, but their incredible efforts are unlocking the American dream for citizens all across our land. You're doing a fantastic job. Today and every day, we honor, cherish, and celebrate Hispanic American workers, families, students, businesses, and leaders. You have great leaders. And we also remember that America is home to people from many backgrounds with many different stories and hailing from every single walk of life. But we are all one people. We are all part of one great American family. And we are all in this together, saluting one flag, singing one anthem, and pledging allegiance to one nation under God. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. God bless America.
All right. Q posted this, the Punisher skull, pain is coming. One of the Anons said this, let me see your war face. Q posted this, is a link to a tweet, do you believe in coincidences, Q? And this is the tweet. Somebody responded to Sarah Carter's article, declassify FISA with this, president's pen. This is from a Q drop back in December of last year. Q wrote, goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein. Goodbye, Mr. Mueller. Patriots in control, Q. With the declassification of the FISA application and the public release of text messages, it will soon become apparent that the Mueller investigation had no legal basis And I think Q is letting us know that that Mueller investigation will be wrapping up pretty quickly. Q posted this, activate sessions, and notice sessions is in reverse brackets, which means rather than being in the kill box, he is going to be the executioner. We got some memes here. Goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein. And Q posted this, the Anon's new, going back to the red carpet rollout and the Emmy Awards, talking about the announcement of the FISA application being declassified. Q posted this. It's a link to a Reddit thread and said, the world is watching. Now, this is a chart showing the actual traffic on Reddit Great Awakening, the Q subreddit, before it was banned. What you see there at the top in the left-hand column are unique visits to that thread by month. In June, there were 880,000 unique visits to Great Awakening. In July, there were 1.1 million, and in August, there was 1.7 million unique visits to Great Awakening. So when Q says the world is watching, that is what he's talking about. Q then posted this, panic in D.C. Dems are offering to kill the sexual assault allegations against Judge Kavanaugh in exchange for immediate pullback of the declassification of the FISA application. Trump said Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed regardless. Last I saw from Mitch McConnell, they're going to go ahead with the vote on Judge Kavanaugh on Thursday. Q posted this, panic in D.C. RR Rod Rosenstein requested a second meeting with President. Meeting was declined. Q. Q posted this, panic in D.C. Blackmail versus the Senate and House. The bridge is the fake news media. Are being used to apply leverage against the president and or force an immediate impeachment hearings based on the mental state of the president, potential release of state secrets, sources, and methods. So it sounds like the Senate and House is being threatened with blackmail. If they don't hold an immediate vote to impeach Trump, saying that he is crazy for releasing classified information that would reveal state secrets and sources and methods. I would call that panic. Q posted this, panic in D.C. Loretta Lynch is talking. Q, wonder what Loretta Lynch is talking about. Who knows? Q posted this, panic in D.C. Sessions and Huber, weekend meetings. Q, we know that John Huber reports directly to Jeff Sessions. So if they're having weekend meetings, maybe they are working on the strategy of when they're going to make arrests. Wouldn't that be cool? Q posted this, panic in D.C. Sessions sent a classified letter to the Supreme Court Justices 1 and 2 regarding recusal, unrecusal, and clarity regarding conflicts based on unclassified material today in brackets. Highest court authority approval, Q. So evidently Sessions has contacted the Supreme Court. He's requesting clarification about when it would be appropriate for him to unrecuse himself in light of Trump's move to declassify documents that are related to Spygate. We have a lot going on here. I was noticing on Twitter, panic in D.C., Swalwell, who is a swamp dweller, lawless. He is absolutely lawless. Real Donald Trump is a subject of an investigation. Using his power to selectively release classified information is an abuse of power. His days of unchecked abuse are numbered. TikTok, we will just mark this as another exhibit. Threatening the president? Adam Schiff, President Trump has intervened again in a pending investigation by ordering the selective disclosure of classified materials he believes to be helpful to his defense. Department of Justice and FBI have previously informed me that the release of some of this information could cross a red line. More threats. Panic in D.C., Nancy Pelosi. Real Donald Trump's selective release of Carter Page's surveillance application and other classified or sensitive materials is a desperate, dangerous, and misleading attempt to undermine Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. Follow the facts. Well, I got news for you, D.C. Swamp. It is hammer time. Now comes the pain. And wouldn't you know it, just before I was ready to wrap this up, Q posted again. This is from Patriots Fight, post number 259. We have a link to a Hillary Clinton tweet. Q wrote, define projection, DC panic is real. We have a link to an article by Wired Magazine, which is a continuing discussion between Q and Wired Magazine about memes. Q posted a couple of links to the previous drops up there, September 10th and September 16th, and then said, think about real-time Q tracking. So Q is suggesting that the mainstream media, and Wired Magazine in particular, is tracking Q's posts and responding to them. On September 10th, Q posted about memes not being able to be read by non-NSA technology. On the 13th and 14th, they responded with articles saying that Facebook does have the ability to read memes. Q responded on the 16th. Wired Magazine responded today with an article that doubles down on the idea that Facebook can read memes, can interpret some of them, and they also note that Q is a debunked internet conspiracy and no one should pay attention to them, except for Wired Magazine, who keeps responding to them. The last link down there is a Washington Post article. The title is How Conspiracy Theories Spread in the Internet's Darkest Corners. Q writes, the power you have is real. Fight, fight, fight. Q. And here is Hillary's panic projection tweet. Donald Trump refuses to be subject to the law. The legitimacy of our election is in doubt. The president is waging a war on the truth. The administration is undermining the national unity that it makes democracy possible. And then there's the breathtaking corruption. Oh, Hillary, methinks thou protest too much. This is the article that Q referenced, just came out today, where Wired Magazine notes that some of the Anons on 8chan have been creating memes that are trying to trick Facebook's meme reading artificial intelligence. Q is illustrating the irony here, that on the one hand, the mainstream media is calling Q a debunked conspiracy, and on the other hand, they are actually responding to Q's posts. It's pretty funny. This is the Washington Post article, Perspective, How Conspiracy Theories Spread from the Internet's Darkest Corners. And just when you think you're done, Q posts again. A couple more posts. Eric Holder, former Attorney General under Obama, tweeted about the president's decision to declassify the FISA application and other documents. This is an especially dangerous abuse of power by this president. He places his self-interest above the national security interests of the country. And you have already seen this tweet by Eric Swalwell. Lawless, he is absolutely lawless. Real Donald Trump is the subject of an investigation. Using his power to selectively release classified information is an abuse of power. His days of unchecked abuse are numbered. TikTok. We will just mark this as another exhibit. And then Q posted this in response, example, two links to the two tweets. Abuse of power, and then in brackets, reminder about Obama's executive order. There's a link to the executive order that clarifies when documents can and cannot be declassified. And Q is telling us basically there is no reason for this information to remain classified. Then Q writes at the bottom, sleep no more. The American people and others around the world are awakening. Panic, game over. Q. But wait, there's more. We have this from Q. This is a repost of a drop from January. And on the left-hand side in that insert, this is the original Q post, narrative shift, nation on alert. Firing Rod Rosenstein equals blocking Mueller. Firing Rod Rosenstein equals setup to firing Mueller. Firing Rod Rosenstein equals red line. And we have a tweet here from Adam Schiff. President Trump has intervened again in a pending investigation by ordering the selective disclosure of classified materials he believes to be helpful to his defense. The DOJ and the FBI have previously informed me that the release of some of this information would cross a red line. Now, Q reposted this, and at the bottom of the original post, Q said in real time they were observing 7 congressional members, 3 senators, 2 former Obama member senior officials, and then 4 in brackets outside contractors with no classified top sensitive level clearance, and they were at a SCIF in D.C., the Capitol. Top security clearance is mandatory for admission. How is that possible? We see you. Q wrote over here on the right-hand side on the new post. That's the link to Adam Schiff's tweet, and then the red line comment, and Q says declassified FISA Rod Rosenstein force red line new playbook needed. We see you, Q. So I'm thinking Q may have been suggesting that Adam Schiff was one of the people who was in the skiff showing classified documents to people who didn't have security clearances. Yes, they're watching everything. The funny thing about Adam Schiff's statement that he's angry about Trump declassifying these documents, when it was first announced that the Obama administration had launched an investigation into Russian meddling in the election, Schiff said the administration should work to declassify as much of it as possible while protecting our sources and methods and make it available to the public. Mr. Schiff, be careful what you wish for. Q posted one more drop. It is a link to a YouTube video. Q wrote, "Truth to Power." Listen carefully, Q. This video is a short speech by Inspector General Mike Horowitz on speaking truth to power. I'll let you listen to that.
Michael Horowitz is here with us. He is the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. He's responsible for the oversight of the FBI and the DOJ. Since 2015, he has also served as the chair of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, an organization comprised of all 73 federal inspectors general. This is a very important man, and you know what? He's one of the good guys. Please come forward.
Thank you, Jane, for that very kind introduction, and thank you for having me today. This is a tremendously important event, and I appreciate Steve making time available so that I could be here today, because I had agreed to speak down the street at a judge's invitation, and so I had to figure out how to get here today as well, and so very much appreciate Steve making time in this slot for me to be able to be here, because this is so important and something that I very much wanted to be here to speak to you about. Although I must say, had I known I was going to follow Senator Grassley and you, Jane, I'm not sure I wouldn't have come back even later to speak. And what great presentations and discussions. We in the IG community value all that you do as whistleblowers to come forward. This is the 40th anniversary of the passage of the IG Act in 1978. We just had an event here in the Capitol that Senator Grassley hosted. As you may know, he has been here since 1978 and is one of actually four members of Congress who has voted on every single piece of IG Act legislation. At the same time, he has move forward so many important pieces of legislation in the whistleblower area, and they really go hand in hand. It is so important for us as IGs to have all of you be willing to come forward and report to us on waste, abuse, misconduct, mismanagement, what you see in organizations that you've worked with and worked for, whether they are within the agency, with contractors, with grant recipients. I often speak about this with the folks in my office. We oversee in the Justice Department over 100,000 employees. We have one of the largest IG offices with 475 people overseeing 100,000 plus people. That doesn't even touch grant recipients and contractors. Gives you a sense of responsibility that can be overwhelming at times for us. To do that job most effectively, we need the employees at the Justice Department be willing to come in and speak to us. We need employees of Justice Department contract recipients, grantees, to be willing to come in to speak with us. That's how oversight gets done effectively. That's how waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement is rooted out. That's how government is made more effective and efficient. And that's really what, as Jane was saying, you all have fought for over the years. And as Senator Grassley mentioned also, you're not in it for the money. You're in it because you want to see justice done. You want to see what's right done. You want to see government work the right way. You want to see government work effectively. You don't want to see people cheating and stealing and lying their way with the taxpayers' money. And that's what it's all about, and that's what IGs work for, and that's why it's so important that we work on these issues and further these issues. And it's one of the things that I've been proud to see in the IG community over the last several years as we've worked forward to advance issues of importance on whistleblowers and whistleblowing. We've worked closely with Senator Grassley's staffs. So we've worked closely with the House and the Senate whistleblower caucuses. We've worked closely with organizations like the National Whistleblower Center. NGOs throughout the government have heard their voices and your voices speak to us on issues that are important, that issues that we've got to work for, that issues that make sure that the people like you all who perform such a vital and important public service, coming forward, speaking the truth, speaking about what needs to change, and making sure that you all never get retaliated for doing so. It's often easier said than done, as Jane was talking about. And I know from my career as a prosecutor, when I was in New York City, and I'm familiar with some of the cases that you've referenced, the folks from New York here, we did a lot of police corruption work in New York City. And again, at the Justice Department, we oversee law enforcement agencies. And it takes courage for anybody to come forward in any organization, but I have to say it takes tremendous courage in a law enforcement organization for people to come forward and speak truth to power and tell what's really going on. And oftentimes, it is the only way we learn about what's going on in an organization. It's because of people's willingness to come forward. And so the couple of things I want to mention that we are moving forward on in the IG community and give you a sense of what we're working on. And Rob Storch is here from the NSA, who's now the new NSA Inspector General. I had the good fortune of having Rob as my deputy and start up our whistleblower ombuds program, as so many of you know. He expanded it in the IG community and brought together the entire IG community. He's now working with the new IG for the intelligence community, Michael Atkinson, to develop a similar program in the IG community. We've worked on training. The SIGI Training Academy in the last year has had two training programs for IGs, standing room only events. We are moving forward with the Senate and the House Whistleblower Caucus on issues of importance. We've worked with them on the recent legislation that has moved forward to make the ombuds program permanent and to enhance it further. Those are all critical steps forward. But really, the most important thing is to work with this community, with whistleblowers, for the next 40 years as we continue our effort as IGs to reform government, to make our programs more effective and efficient that we oversee, and to make sure that you all have a safe place to go, to speak truth to power, and to make sure that you're not retaliated against for doing so. So thank you for everything you do on behalf of the entire IG community. This is a great event, an important event. I frankly wish I could stay for the whole event like I did last year. I am going to have to leave early, but in advance, thank you for everything you do.
Love you all. Take care. Catch you on the next broadcast. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast. Thank you.